Hi, everybody. Hello. I'm not wearing purple.
Yes, you are.
I'm really not. It's not purple. It's black.
It's so extra purple today.
What my real hair color is at this point. Like, I don't even know. Like, what's going on? Yeah. Hello.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Ashley's like, good morning. It's the first time I've been able to make it live. Well, welcome, Ashley.
Really? Oh, how fun. Okay, well, here you are live. This is what it's like. It's basically exactly the same, only early.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, we got a MyPillow letter. I love when people tell us their MyPillow stories.
It's so fun. What's the story?
This comes from Kristen Mass, who says, okay, so where to start? I ordered a set of MyPillows in early February. All I can say is I love them. My husband and I have been married for 23 years and have had the same pillows since. Yikes. I knew we needed new pillows, but had not really spent any time looking for some. You started talking about Mike Lindell and his pillows, and we wanted to support him. They are the best pillows ever. All I can say is if anyone does not have a MyPillow pillow, they need to order one ASAP. More recently, I have used code CHICKS, and she spelled it with all the I's and all the extra C's, for a set of towels and a travel pillow. I cannot wait to take the travel pillow with me on vacation this summer. I'm going to order a set of sheets and the slippers too. Thank you so much for supporting my pillow. You ladies are too funny. I enjoy watching you when I'm getting ready in the morning. I am in New Mexico, super blue state, and love to know that other states don't have such a crazy liberal dictator. Have a most excellent day. I'll be watching. Much love. So, I mean, she could be here. New Mexico is like so early there.
It is early there.
Oh, my God.
I've always wanted to go to New Mexico. I think it's 3 hours behind us, maybe.
At least two. It's at least 4:30 in the morning.
Right. It's really early. Oh, my God. That's early. That's like nighttime. Cow. That is nighttime.
That's like officially night.
Yeah.
For real.
Dang.
And by the way, you guys, if you use code CHICKS at 1-800-875-0513 or MyPillow.com, you get discounts on all of the things.
All the things.
All of the things. So you definitely want to do that. Look at my name today.
It's Moxtruff. Yours. That's gross. Yeah.
That is so gross. I'm so glad that you're doing that voice right now because I feel like it applies to Demi Lovato.
Really? She's talking like, I'm Demi Lovato. I just have a new hit song, you guys. I went to a yogurt shop and I got triggered.
So, yeah, right. So we did a whole podcast, last week or the week before?
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, about Demi Lovato and that ridiculous tantrum that she threw in a Froyo shop.
Yeah.
And so we did a whole podcast about it. Thank you, Cliff. Cliff Whitford retired from teaching yesterday. So kiss my asparagus, he says. Oh,
Cliff, that's awesome. Oh, my God. Congratulations on your retirement.
Oh, my gosh. That's so awesome.
That must feel amazing.
I cannot even.
And he retired in the middle of the week, too. Like, that, right? To me, that's like a total, like, pro move. You know? I'm going to retire on it. Like, he retired on a, what is it? What is today? Today's what?
Wednesday.
He retired on a Tuesday.
That's amazing.
Boom. I'm out of here on a Tuesday. Suck it, everybody. Suck it. Yeah,
I wonder. That's just wasn't even the last day of school, or did he just like leave like a week left?
He probably hit, there's like a week left of school, and he's like, "Suck that! You're on your own, kids." I love that so much.
Oh my God,
Cliff is a pro.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so anyway, Demi Lovato has come out today to announce.
What now?
I just know that this is to distract from how everyone ripped on her for the Froyo thing. Yeah. This is a total distraction.
Froyo
is she has a new podcast called 4D. And in her first inaugural episode, she has announced that she is non-binary, pansexual, and her new pronouns are they and them. And I just can't with this anymore.
I can't. I'm done. I'm done. Didn't she used to date William Valderrama or something?
Wilmer Valderrama.
I'm sorry. Did I say William? I said, okay. Because Wilmer Valderrama. He was on that 70s show.
Yes. That's exactly right.
I wonder what he thinks about this.
Well, yeah. I wonder what all of her previous boyfriends think about it. Thank you, right. Pam Graywatch. Okay. She says hello from Aggie Land.
Oh my gosh, go Aggies, Gig'em. I love it. Okay, all right. So she is, say what she is again, a Pam.
She's a bunch of things. So her pronouns are now they, them. She's non-binary, pansexual, and fluid.
Okay.
So,
okay, we did a whole podcast yesterday on how a lot of kids are doing this, because celebrity kids specifically. And our hypothesis is that because it's trendy and because there is a label attached to it because it's heroic. You know, this is the thing now in liberal culture. They've said, hey, you know, you're a hero if you do this. This is now heroic. So kids are like, oh, well, I'm a hero if I do this. Well, I'm going to go ahead and be this, you know? And so they are. And if they're not, their parents will kind of project it on them because the parents will be heroic because they're raising like transgender kids or.
And look how woke they are.
Pan and blah. Yeah. And they're really, exactly. There's like this huge wokeness thing going on. So, and obviously that's what Demi is like. I'm a, all these things. Oh, look at, I'm so brave.
I'm so brave.
I'm stunning and brave.
There is no one more attention seeking than this chick. I mean, holy crap.
Oh my God.
Everything. She cannot deal with the spotlight not being on her 24/7.
Right.
And so I watched like the minute 30 teaser clip of her podcast thing where she's clearly reading a script, but trying to sound like it's super from the heart. You know what I mean? It's so dumb. Yeah. And so here are some of the phrases.
I state your name. Like that's totally what she's doing. Yeah.
So here are some of the phrases that she used when she told her new truth. She said that it was with much healing and reflective work that she was making this announcement.
Oh my God.
Through a lot of healing and reflective work.
On her journey. She's on a journey, you guys.
She has finally come into her truth.
Oh, and is she going to speak the power? Is she going to speak? This is what they all speak the power.
She's sharing space with others who are also in the non-binary world. Mm. She's sharing space with them.
Yeah.
And this is the kicker. She's saying that she realized that she had this ability to not just be into guys, but also girls when she saw the movie Cruel Intentions at an age too early. Like she shouldn't have seen it as early as she saw it, she says. But she saw, what's her name? The two chicks making out in Cruel Intentions. Who are they?
Yeah, Michelle Geller and
Selma Blair.
Yeah, thanks.
So they made out. And then she was like, oh, yeah, that seems really fun. And that was like the very beginning of her journey into non-binary fluidity or whatever.
All right.
So anyway, she just doesn't want you to remember about the froyo, you guys.
Yeah, she just step away from the froyo incident. Step away. Deflect.
I mean, have like, you ever heard of anything more dumb?
I can't. And also, don't look at her hair. Don't look at her hair either.
That's a mistake, that haircut. Mm-hmm. It's not, yeah. it's a mistake.
Listen, pixies are adorable. They just don't look good on everybody.
Right.
I've been pondering a pixie for years because my hair is so thin now because of menopause. I'm telling you, I've been pondering it. We should do a whole podcast on that. We really should. Menopause sucks, you guys. I'm just saying. It really does. It does a wonder on your hair.
Texas. Good news about Texas.
Really? Good news?
Yeah, because Governor Abbott yesterday was like, hey, FYI, schools are not going to be allowed to have any mask mandates for kids. Like starting right now.
Okay, I saw that. But then I've been hearing from my other kids that live there. I got one of them wrote me, and I think she's a little slow on the information about Matthew McConaughey. So she's like, "Did you see all the stuff about Matthew McConaughey?" And I'm like, "Yes, I've seen it. Oh my God, I don't think he should run for governor."
Well, yeah,
right. And she's the one that kind of leans a little left, and I was like, "Yeah, I don't think it's a good idea, but I still think that it's going to happen," which really frightens me. But listen, this Abbott thing is I love this. This is like just as all this is kind of starting to jockey, you know what I mean? Like all this is starting to happen. Mm-hmm. I think this is probably, this is fantastic. I love this. So the whole school, no mask. I can't believe my daughter still has to wear a mask in school.
Well, and I don't see this changing for Indiana because as you know, our governor does not have the same level of volular area that other governors have.
He doesn't have. They're there.
I feel like my kid's going to be in a mask. Even if he goes back full time this fall, I bet you they'll be masked because that's the latest CDC guidance. So I love that Governor Abbott was like, I don't care. Yeah. We're not having it. It's not happening.
It's just ridiculous. And you know what? Even I know that my daughter has even told me that I know she pulls hers down all the time in class. I mean, they don't wear them correctly.
Right.
I
mean, it's theater. It all
is political theater. And so a lot of them are wearing them around. It's like their little chin decorations is what these kids are doing. It's ridiculous. So why are we doing this? It's just so, and there's no reason for them to do it anyway. So congratulations and bravo to Abbott. Good for him.
For sure.
Hey, it's the chicks here. Mock and Daisy coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. This is a story that will absolutely freak you out. I mean, it ends well, but I saw this little video clip on, I don't even remember where I saw it, but it was this morning. I read about an 11-year-old girl who was at a bus stop and she was playing with blue slime, you know, like the slimy stuff.
Oh my God. My daughter was so into slime.
So it made me think of your daughter because, you know, this is an 11-year-old and she's just sitting there and she's like doing stuff in her bag and she's playing with the slime. And out of nowhere, this guy who apparently is a sex offender comes running out of his car and goes to grab her. And she fights him off like the best an 11-year-old can and was able to fight him off well enough that he backed off. And then before wanting to get caught, he got back in his car and they caught him. But I mean, this girl, what a total trooper, man. This was in Pensacola.
Oh my
She's
God.
Just like at a bus stop. Playing this guy comes running and there's video. It was on surveillance.
I was gonna say, is there a video of this?
Yeah, there's video. It's terrifying. And she, you know, she saw him coming. Like she could hear it because he was running so fast.
Oh my God. She sees him coming.
She's faced away, right? But she sees him and looks up and starts to run. But he's huge and giant and grabs her. And she, you know, she struggles and gets him off. And then he freaks out, thinking, oh my God, she's not just immediately coming with me. And he took off running and got back into his car. And then apparently he went and he knew that cops were after him because there was all these bulletins, look for this car, look for this guy. He paints his car. He spray painted his van or whatever. But apparently he was found because he still had blue slime on his clothing.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's this crazy story. Like I saw the video and I was like, oh my God, this girl, this is incredible. Holy cow.
You know, it's so weird because we're talking about this. The other day, my daughter and I were, I don't even know where we were. I did a convenience store or something. And I don't ever leave her in the car alone. I hardly ever do that. She's 11. And the rare occasion that I do, even if I get out to get something and she's there within eyeshot, she locks the door when she's in the car. I mean, she always, because she's really good at that. She's good. I have taught her to have her head on a swivel even when we're in a store. And I feel bad sometimes for doing that because I think, God, I've made my kid paranoid. But I've made my kid paranoid.
But in the right way. I mean, that's like a self-preservation safety thing.
I've just made her paranoid. I mean, I've made her, I've like, listen, you can't trust people because people, some people are really bad, you know? And so she's very much of a lock the doors. Like, I mean, even where we're living now, like in the apartment, she's like, Mama, did you lock the doors? Mama, did you lock the back door? I mean, it's like weird. Yeah. I mean, she's kind of trained to look and make sure.
That's good.
Yeah. I mean, you got to do that with your kids. I hate to say that, but because people are, you know, not everybody is to be trusted. And then I guess teach them that there are obviously really good people in the world. But for the most part, it's like this day and age, man, people are, oh God, this terrifies me.
I know. I mean, people are gross. It makes me think of, do you remember like how we fought with that? What was her name years ago? That chick, Zerlinda or someone, Zerlinda Maxwell, who was like, all we need to do is just tell men not to rape people.
Right.
That's
right.
What we really need to be focusing on. And I'm like, seriously?
Nope. No. You
There's always going to be criminals. There's nothing you can do about that.
Right. People nothing. There's nothing you can do. So you need to teach your girls to know how to defend themselves. You teach your girls how to just beat the crap out of people if they need to beat the crap out of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's insanity. Teach your boys not. Oh, my God.
I know. I mean, it was ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. Did you see that Rudy Giuliani's son is going to run for governor in New York?
I did not. How old is he?
Creeps me out. He's like 35.
Okay.
But he creeps me out.
Really?
I got to show you a picture of him.
Yeah, I got to see a picture of him.
I mean, that's mean probably, but there's something about his face that I'm just I don't trust you. I don't trust you.
Well, I mean, we're always really nice here on the Chicks on the Right, like the Mock and Daisy.
Is it just me? Are other people backing me up on this? Because
I'm sure that there's going to be other people in the comments that are going to back you up on that. I've never...
Look at that face.
He looks a little constipated there. Is it just me?
He was literally kicked off the Duke golf team just because he was an asshole, apparently.
Oh my gosh. Are you serious?
He doesn't seem to be a very nice person, but I guess when your choice is like Andrew Cuomo
and that guy,
then
maybe that's just a New York thing. like if people, like it's best to just get an asshole into that position because that's what New York is. No offense to New Yorkers out there, but like that's just a New York thing. I mean, like we've been in New York and people aren't entirely friendly there.
It's true.
You know?
Now, people in the comments are saying that he looks like Will Ferrell, but Will Ferrell actually looks friendly. Right. And this guy just looks like he wants to sell me a car. Like a really bad car.
You know what I mean? Not that there's anything wrong with car salesmen.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. I love our car.
But it's like but this guy wants to sell you like a used Yugo. You
right. know? That's a total lemon and he knows it. Mm-hmm. You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so that's happening.
Okay, I didn't know that was happening. And
I know.
There again with the like all the nepotism and stuff, you know?
Yeah, like,
why do we have to do that?
If we could just avoid doing that.
Yeah, could you just maybe go find something else to do besides that? Like, maybe find something that your dad didn't do. I don't know.
Exactly. There's also a big headline today that says that the investigation into the Trump organization, you know, that the New York Attorney General.
That's still happening.
And up until now, it's been a civil investigation. Yesterday it became a criminal investigation. So they've clearly found something and they're going to pursue it. And so now it's a big fat criminal investigation.
But they're not
saying what it is. Because it's all investigating. But at the same time, Eric Trump was just, I don't remember what interview he did or with whom, but he did an interview saying that his dad is very, very, very likely to run because he's so upset about the state of the country, which I don't blame him because Joe Biden has ruined everything he did.
We all are.
Yeah. But so those two things at the same time are what make my blood pressure go up because I'm just like, can we just get Ron DeSantis who does not currently have any drama?
There's no investigations.
Yeah, and there's just none of this. There's just none of this
baggage. There's no baggage. It's like having. It's like getting into a relationship with a guy with no baggage. You know. You want to get into a relationship with a dude that has no baggage.
It's that.
Yeah, I can understand that. I totally get it, and that's what you want. I totally get it. Yeah, and it would be nice for him to just go, hey, I endorse Ron DeSantis.
Yes, who has and I'm going to campaign like crazy for him. We're going to do all these rallies and it's going to be amazing.
Right, right.
That's what I want him to do.
Because DeSantis right now, I mean, I know he's going to run for governor again. And there was some dude, who was the woman that was the sheriff? She was a police chick that was going to think, she was thinking about running against him. I can't remember her name because of the V. She was thinking about running against him.
Really? I haven't heard of her.
Yeah. And she thought she had a chance. She was the one that was like all for impeachment for Trump. And she thought she had a chance running against him. I think she's probably not going to do it because nobody has a chance against DeSantis. Nobody.
Well, yeah, this is what I'm hoping. Val Demings? Was it Val Demings?
Thank you.
She was going to run for governor?
Yeah, there was talk that she was going to run for governor. I heard some chattering about that. She's going to run for Senate, yes, but I heard that there was chattering that she thought about running for governor. Like there was a little bit of smattering about that. But she doesn't have there's no shot. She has no shot against him.
And Charlie Crist is running against him, which is Charlie Crist is he's like the Giuliani guy.
Right.
Like he's the worst of the worst car salesmen.
This is the thing. You put him against a DeSantis, there's just no way. Like the guy, he's going to dominate. He's done such a great job. And there's no way that who can beat him? He's unbeatable.
I hope so, but there are stupid people in Florida. There's stupid people everywhere.
Yeah, there are stupid people, but I really think that the people who enjoy their freedom outweigh the stupid people.
I hope that that's true. Yeah. I saw somebody comment, DeSantis, Trump, 2024, and I'm like, do you really think Trump would be anybody's second? There's no way happen.
It's never going to happen. Years. He would never do that. And I don't think DeSantis would be anybody's second.
Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Because of all the balls.
They're so big.
They're giant. They couldn't
fit. And they would be just like swinging around.
You couldn't, you can't put them at the VP level. You can't.
No. They
won't fit on Air Force Two. They only fit on Air Force One.
I mean, it's true. Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's too small of a plane, you guys.
Do you want the CIA choosing their personnel based on intersectionality or based on competence? I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, I'll discuss how identity politics are endangering our nation. I'll also be joined by Tiffany Smiley, the amazing wife of a wounded warrior who is now running for the U.S. Senate in Washington State. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Final piece of news is that Gwyneth Paltrow is being sued by some guy who bought her vagina candle because it exploded. So, you know, that's also really important to know.
Why?
And it's a guy from Texas. Well, first of all, why did a guy from Texas buy her vagina candle?
Well, because it was there. You know, it was there and she was selling it and he probably doesn't get a lot of play. And he was like, I'm going to buy a candle in place of something else, you know?
Well,
it's there. So I'm going to buy it. I mean, why sell a vagina candle in the first place?
I don't know.
Why?
But it does. So he burned it for 3 hours and then it became engulfed in flames and exploded. And so even though there's a warning on the candle that says don't burn this for more than 2 hours at a time. But this guy is saying, well, that warning wasn't good enough. And so I'm going to need $5 million. So anyway, that's happening because he believes the candles are dangerous.
Well, listen, people have won for spilling coffee on themselves.
That's true.
They've won lawsuits for that. So why wouldn't he win for something like this? I mean, I feel like it's common sense not to spill coffee on yourself or that coffee is hot. Like you would know that. It's common sense that you shouldn't, you know, burn candles in a certain way. I mean, I don't know. I feel like this is probably an easier lawsuit to win than the coffee one.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know, because they had the warning on it. If she says right on the vagina candle, don't burn this vagina candle for more than 2 hours because of exploding vagina candles, maybe she's got herself a defense. I can't stop saying it.
You guys, listen, only here are you going to hear news about DeSantis and vagina candles.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. If you're just now joining us, good morning. It's the Mock and Daisy Show. Good morning. Vagina candles.
Oh, my God. Okay. I know we got to go.
Okay.
Forget that our weekly dive podcast comes out today. So be looking for that on any podcast platform. So you can, what did we do? We talked about, oh yeah, we talked about the non-binary kids.
Right. The kids, the all yeah. the kids, all the celebrity kids who are basically non-binary, pan, different pronouns.
And we talked about the knit penises for trans
people. That's right. They are knit. Yeah, right. I don't even know what they're called, but they're, I blocked it out already. On purpose. You guys, bring it in. Bring it in. We will, Wednesday? Today's yep. Wednesday. Okay. Have a fantastic hump day. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Joe Manchin says no to D.C. statehood, and Joe Biden says no to taking off his mask around other vaccinated people. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the 3 Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives, and we'll have a lot of fun, too. Subscribe to the 3 Martini Lunch wherever you get your podcasts.